What kind of wind did you have yesterday? Pretty.
It was sort of a westerly with the wind. It was more in a whirl, looking like.
Oh, did it?
Looked like a smoke, but it just just a little bit. It was over with. And
it didn't take on anybody's roof.
Or? No, it didn't. I didn't see any roofs, and I hadn't heard of any yesterday afternoon.
Well, this is a very pleasant day, but what would you call a day like yesterday?
Well, that was an unusual stormy day. It was really, it's unusual, and we don't have very much weather like yesterday was. Part of the time it was looked like it was going to fire off, and then just in a little bit, it'd be clouded up again.
I noticed the clouds really got.
it really did.
Black.
Mm-hmm. It was. But we never, of course, this old up here on this cupola on the courthouse, it had blown away. They think that's what happened when it's first put on there. If it was, that's about the hardest wind we ever had here.
And what time was that? What year?
Well, there's nobody that living that knows just exactly. But when they went to restore it, why, they knew that it had been there, you see.
I see.
And some of the older folks said they thought maybe it might have been a twister, or the wind blew it off. It's so high, you see.
I see.
And then in 1900, there was an earthquake, bursted all the window lights out, and it bursted this building over here on this side. And I begged when they restored it to leave the crack where it could be seen, then they put the rods through this building.
I see.
To keep it from falling down.
So the crack is still.
Yeah,
still
the crack's still.
Good idea.
And things like that is. Yeah. Really is history as far as that goes.
Sure is. Well, if what do people here say when they see the weather change, or when they see the weather going from a nice day to a day like yesterday? They say, well, the weather is.
Well, it's they had a word for it, the weather breeder. I said, this is a weather breeder today. That's some of the things. Old people used to say, you know, this is a weather breeder.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in. Those terms that they used to.
Yeah, they say this is really a weather breeder today.
And what do you call a lot of rain that comes down all of a sudden like that?
Well, you mean now? What they call it now?
Well, either. I'm interested especially what they called it when you were younger. But
well, they did call it a downpour. Everything, you know, it sure was a downpour.
Uh-huh.
You know, they call it flush rains now, almost flush rain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just a downpour.
Just a downpour.
Just a downpour.
Did you ever hear them use words like gully washer?
Oh, yeah, come a gully washer. Yeah, downpour. It was a downpour, and it just come a gully washer.
Or a goose drowner?
Yeah, a trash mover.
Is that right?
See, the levee broke over here at the old tumble down. I can remember that, too. When it broke, it rained about, they said it's about 2 hours it rained. You couldn't see the timber. Such a downpour rained. It broke the dam of the old water mill. It was right over here just the mountain, this place.
Mm-hmm. And that was a real trash mover.
Of course, I don't guess this will go in, maybe a little thing go in this. Now, whenever that levee broke over, me and my brother, we'd started over there. We going to see about it. My daddy said, let's go down to water mill. We started and got down to the edge of the bottom and couldn't get across. Levee had broken water just all over the place, you see. And